Hello again, everybody. So I just finished watching that new documentary on Netflix called Crime Scene. It's about the Cecil Hotel and the Elisa Lam story. I remember not even like that the first time I'm hearing about the Cecil Hotel had nothing to do with Elisa Lam, the young girl that was from Canada, came down here and mysteriously vanish after everybody, I'm sure, has seen that. I think it's a 5-minute video of her on the elevator acting very erotic. Not erotic, but erratic. That just shows you I'm crazy myself. But yeah, so I just finished watching it, and I never ever really delved into that story until everybody started making documentaries and specials on it. I actually knew about the Cecil Hotel. Ooh, excuse me, I got the burpees. Quite a few years ago, I actually started researching it way before that stuff even came up. And yes, it does have a very, very gruesome history. I mean, basically, 3 or 4 years after the hotel opened in 1927, their first suicide happened. And then there has just been countless suicides, unexplained disappearances, or murders. And it was even rumored at one point that the Black Dahlia, aka Elizabeth Short, had been seen in that hotel bar, before she went missing. I personally don't believe that. I'm doing my research now to come out with a full-blown Black Dahlia series, but we'll focus on this one for right now. After watching the documentary, yeah, I can see there are a lot of weird coincidences and just things that just maybe don't add up, or it's just too coincidental. I get one coincidence is normal, but when you get a few, I can understand, looking into it. But after hearing her own family and her sister saying that Elisa was bipolar, which made her very erratic, you could hear voices, you acted out of your mind, you had a false sense of that everybody was after you. She was bipolar one. Unfortunately, I had the displeasure of living with a boyfriend for six years that was bipolar. I'm not exactly sure if he was bipolar one or bipolar two. I just know he had very high highs and then very low lows where he would just sleep for days, and maybe that was just him being lazy, but when they're on their highs and going through that mental stuff, they will do things that even surprise you, and you never thought that that person could do something like that. And it's only because they're in that manic phase. And so after watching this documentary, yeah, it's very interesting because of the history of the hotel. And yes, it's a very weird story that, they claim that they, searched the water tanks and stuff and never found anything. But I mean, honestly, can you really trust the LAPD? I mean, let's keep it real here. I don't trust a lot of police enforcement. I get it, that they have a job to do and they do have to hide certain stuff, but you can't 100% always believe. And with after seeing that video and watching it a few times, because they do show it a lot in this documentary. They show it at least, two or three or, yeah, the times. I kind of see, because I lived with someone for 6 years that had bipolarness, I see what, ultimately the detectives had and, coroner had ruled that it was an accidental drowning. You can see on the video, yeah, she is making very strange movements. She's doing stuff very out of the ordinary. But as someone that has lived with someone that was bipolar for a minute, I saw that almost, you know, every 2 or 3 days or every other day where this person would go from being super normal, being happy, being, you know, this is awesome, to either being really angry or being so out of their mind that, I mean, I was just like, how are you thinking this? And, you know, I'm not making an excuse for anybody. You know, for people to be mean when they're, you know, having an episode, that's not an excuse. You know, I myself do have mental illness, but I try not to use that as an excuse. And I know a lot of people use their meanness or their actions that are just downright mean or unexcusable and saying, well, you know, I'm going through a manic episode or I'm going through this, I'm going through that. But looking at that video and watching it, you know, a few times now, I see those movements and I see that erraticness that, you know, my ex had gone through. And not to say that was normal, but I see now, you know, when someone is on a manic trip, I guess is the lack of the better word. You honestly don't know what they're capable of. And that was one of the things that really truly terrified me for a long time, was because you don't know what they're capable of, because they will go from something that is normal to being like, oh, well, you're after me, this person's after me, so I have to do this, I have to do that. And they will go so far out of their way to make sure that they are okay. It doesn't matter if you're okay, but in their head, they're thinking, hey, I gotta protect myself. And yes, at times, maybe he did protect me, but it was in his head of, oh, I gotta protect her, but that didn't last for very long. But, yeah, I mean, it's a very interesting documentary to watch. I will highly recommend it. It's very good to see both sides of the story, where you see where the detectives were coming from, where they think they're searching for, you know, people or a group of people that may have done harm to her. And then when you really cut back and go through the layers, you see, you know, these other things that are a possibility. And not to say, you know, maybe something did happen to her, and if something did happen to her and someone was involved, you know, I hope they get caught. They deserve it. But from my personal own perspective, I think she really was going through a mental manic phase, and her movements and her gestures and her actions leading up to her in that elevator, where she was leaving notes for other residents saying, get out, there's people here, get out, you know, stuff like that. It leads me to believe that she had stopped taking her meds, or, you know, they did say that her dosage that they found in her system was lower than what was prescribed. And I know a lot of people that don't take their full medications. For a minute, I was one of them. You know, I only took half of my 25 milligram medications, and then they had to bump me up, which is my own fault. But, yeah, I suggest going to go on Netflix, Crime Scene. It is the documentary about the Cecil Hotel and the Elisa Lam case. And, you know, all I can say is I hope, you know, if someone is responsible for it, they do eventually come to light. And if not, I hope that, you know, she is free from whatever demon she was chasing. And God rest her soul. Until next time.